are friends with Fantasy Benefits.
Mike, how hard are you right now?
Oh, man, I've been hard since you said, hi, welcome to Friends with Fantasy Benefits podcast.
I think a three-man pod with you, me, and Mike, hopefully, as long as Mike can show up on time.
Yeah, I don't think you can count on that.
No, but
we are friends with Fantasy Benefits.
So I don't know if I would really necessarily target him.
Hey, we have a strictly no defending Andrew Trashner rule on this DFS show.
All right, well, I guess I missed that memo.
We are friends with Fantasy Benefits.
Yeah, you know you can't take any of my comments seriously.
I haven't for a very long time.
Now, you should take my DFS advice seriously, but not anything else I said.
We are friends with Fantasy Benefits.
Welcome to episode 138 of the Friends of Fantasy Benefits Baseball Podcast. I'm Justin Mason, lead fantasy writer and analyst for friendsoffantasybenefits.com. Joined with me on the Tuesday edition of the DFS podcast is Eli Rosenzweig. Eli, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm more interested in how you're doing after your nice little vacation.
I am well rested, though it seems like the place was virtually burnt to the ground in my absence.
Yeah, you know, shit falls apart when you're not around, buddy.
Yeah. I heard on the Thursday pod that you made a comment that, you know, I'm around because I started Friends of Fantasy Benefits and yada, yada, yada. See what happens when I'm not here, Eli.
Yeah, you know you can't take any of my comments seriously.
I haven't for a very long time, my
now,
friend.
You should take my DFS advice seriously, but not anything else I said.
Yes, and we will get to that in one moment. Just want to remind everybody first, though, that we have a partnership with OfficialFantasyRings.com. Go to OfficialFantasyRing.com. Go ahead and get your ring totally customizable for your drafts and your league championships. And then put off. You can't carry a belt or a trophy around all year long, but you can carry a ring around and make your opponents kiss your ring after winning a championship. Use our promo code FWFB for 10% off at checkout, officialfantasyrings.com. And then I want to remind everybody, you know, this is the DFS pod. I haven't been, you know, very, very good about getting a DFS contest out every week. But because I'm hosting this DFS pod, I'll have a DFS test on DraftKings out. It'll be $2 for 12 people. First come, first serve. Come play against me, maybe Eli, Cam, Mike, a couple of us. And come take our money. Because while you know, Cam and Eli are really great at DFS, I'm mediocre at it. I do okay. So it shouldn't be too hard to come take my money. Check it out. I'll tweet on the Friends of Fantasy Benefits Twitter account and my own personal one in the morning. So let's go ahead and start with our pitching slate. You know, there's a couple guys that are super high up in kind of in the price brackets. That's Kyle Hendricks, Stephen Wright, and Deanie Salazar. Are you going with any of these three in a DFS?
I'll do Salazar. The price is $9,500 for an extreme strikeout guy. It's pretty reasonable, and he's better at home. And Washington is actually below average against right-handed pitchers in OPS this season. So I think it's a pretty reasonable matchup at home. A lot of strikeouts, good price. And there's not a lot of good pitchers on the slate today. There's not a lot of depth, so there's not a lot of guys you can run out there with confidence. I think Salazar is one of them, and the price does not scare me one bit.
Well, let's move our way down then kind of towards the middle tier of guys. Felix Hernandez, Chris Archer, Marcus Stroman, Francisco Liriano, Chris Tillman, all in kind of the $8,000 range, $8,000 to $9,000 range. Are any of those interesting to you? Because I know that you guys, especially on the DFS pod, have shit all over Chris Archer this year. I'm kind of interested at that price.
Yeah, they shit on Archer. I'm the sucker who plays him every time, and I'm probably going to do it once again. The price is solid. He had 11 strikeouts his last time out, and that was at Coors Field. Now he gets to play at L.A., you know, probably the best place to pitch in all of baseball. So he's been pretty good lately. I'm going to roll with him. Again, not a lot of options, so got to go with the high upside strikeouts in a good park.
Yeah, I also don't mind Marcus Stroman, you know, getting to go against San Diego and their paltry offense. I know it's at home, which isn't a great kind of play necessarily, but he's looked better of late. So would you roll with Marcus Stroman?
It's something I considered. He's been a little bit better lately, but like you said, he's got a 5 ERA at home. He's only got 94 Ks and 128 innings, but San Diego, I mean, the 29th in OPS against righties, so that's something you have to consider. It's definitely reasonable.
What about like farther down the map? I really like Jaime Garcia's price at 7,700 on the road against the Mets. Jared Eichhoff, 6,800 on the road against Miami. I know Miami's got a good lineup, but 6,800 is a nice price. Or even like Gio Gonzalez at Cleveland. Any of these guys interest you at all?
I don't think I'd play Eichhoff if they gave me $6,800 more to spend on my team. I agree with you on Jaime Garcia. He's just so consistent. He's got the same line every single time. He'll eke out a quality start, and he'll get you exactly 6 strikeouts. And with the pitching slate so weak, that kind of stability is really key. So I think you got to get him in there.
Any chance you're going with any of the super cheap options? I mean, Sonny Gray used to be an elite pitcher, $5,900. James Shields used to be an elite pitcher, $5,600. He's going against Cubs, so he's probably not doing that. But
nope.
You got Tyler Skaggs coming off the DL against Kansas City, who hasn't been great this year at $5,600. Corbin at Milwaukee, who isn't a very good team, $5,400. Any of those options, even cheaper options that are out there, because there's a few $4,000 guys.
Yeah, I mean, I like to look at this price range to get some bargains, but I just don't think this is the time to do it. For Corbin, he's had 5 straight starts of 5 runs or more. So, yeah, I'm going to pass on that. Skaggs, I think he's talented, but it's his first start of the year. It's at Kansas City. I mean, how deep is he going to go? I'm not doing that. Like you said, Shields facing the Cubs, so no way. Sonny Gray's tempting at the price, but he's been so bad, and he's at Texas. This is all just very depressing.
All right, well, let's go ahead and move over to catcher. And let's start with kind of the upper tier. You've got Evan Gattis and Jonathan Lucroy, both $4,600 and $4,500 respectively. A little bit cheaper, JT Realmuto at $1,000, Buster Posey at $3,900. Any of these kind of upper level guys interest you?
Only Posey. I usually like playing Gattis against the lefty, but I'm not spending $4,600 for a catcher when there are a lot of better, cheaper ones. There's a lot of good, cheap options at catcher, and I think you have to go that route. Posey's number one. $3,900 is a good price for him against a rookie left-handed pitcher. I think that's a pretty great matchup for him. I also like Wilson Contreras for $3,600. James Shields has been better lately, but he's very homer-prone, and it's in U.S. Cellular, so it's a great place for Contreras to go deep. Brian McCann for $3,400. Fister is the worst pitcher on the planet against lefties, so Brian McCann's got a great chance to go yard off Fister. And then you also got Wieters at $3,300 against Chad Bettis, and Chris Iannetta at $2,600. That's a good play there because he's really cheap and he's facing a lefty. And Iannetta is actually pretty damn good against lefties. So if you need to go crazy cheap, I think Iannetta is the play.
Yeah, I like the Iannetta call. I love the McCann call against Doug Fister. So any chance you would roll out a – did you talk about Matt Wieters at all?
Yeah, I mentioned that he was 33. So Chad Bettis is terrible. So I love the Wieters. I just would rather pay the $100 for McCann because Fister really is the worst pitcher in the planet against lefties.
I think that's very fair. Let's move over to first base and kind of talk about the upper tier talent over there. You've got 3 guys over 5,000 in Ortiz, Rizzo, and Votto. Are you paying up for any of them?
I'd consider Rizzo. Like I said before, Shields is very homer prone and it's at a great place to hit homer. So Rizzo's pretty good. There's just a lot of first basemen that are actually fairly reasonably priced. So if you can't go crazy expensive on first, there are a lot of other options there.
So of the cheaper options in the middle tier, which ones would you be preferred to play?
Well, I feel like there are 3 mid-tier. They're fairly expensive, but they're pretty relatively low priced. Goldschmidt at $4,600 against Garza. I mean, I know that's somewhat expensive, but he's a stud, and Matt Garza is, you know, Matt Garza. Mike Napoli at $4,500. He's a lefty murderer. Gio Gonzalez has been pretty bad lately, so you might want to attack him. Then Edwin Encarnacion at $4,500 against Andrew Trashner. And anytime you can target that guy, you kind of got to do it.
Well, Trashner's been a lot better at late. So I don't know if I would really necessarily target him.
Hey, we have a strictly no defending Andrew Trashner rule on this DFS show.
All right. Well, I guess I missed that memo. there's a couple guys that I like in the, you know, $4,000 range. You know, Miguel Cabrera, I know he's going up against, you know, the knuckleballer and Wright, but $4,000 from Miguel Cabrera seems way too low, especially on the road at Boston. Chris Carter at home versus Corbin for $4,000. I like both of those. And, you know, I don't love Carlos Santana necessarily versus Gonzalez at home, but 3,800 seems like a pretty fair price.
Those are all reasonable. When you said there are a couple cheap first basemen you liked, I figured you were going to mention.
No, I said in the $4,000 range.
Well, yeah, yeah. There are three that in that kind of range that I like as well, but none of the ones you listed. What about Will Myers at 4,000? I know Stroman's been better lately, but it's...
Yeah, it just... I mean, I like the fact that he's playing in Toronto.
Yep.
I just don't like him up against Stroman. Because I saw that one, too, and I was like, that's interesting, but... I hate to say it. I just don't buy Will Myers, you know? I just don't.
It's fair. I get it. What about Chris Davis at 3,600? That's crazy.
Yeah, I just saw that. That seems to me to be a must-do at home versus Bettis. I love that one. I'm scrolling down kind of the list right now.
Yeah, there's one more. It's a lefty-lefty thing, which I never ever do, but in this scenario, maybe I'd consider it. What about Eric Hosmer for 3,300?
I just got to it. Eric Hosmer at 3,300 is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, you said the lefty-lefty, which is something that I'm more in Cam's camp in that regard, where it's not something that kind of is the end-all be-all for me, but it's definitely something I look at. The other one that's even cheaper than him is Adam Lind, who is sneakily putting up a pretty nice season and going against Liriano at Pittsburgh.
Don't they usually platoon Lind, though? He might not even play in that one.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Well, yeah, Brandon Belt, 3,200, home versus Reed, Cody Reed of Cincinnati. That's not a bad one either.
Yeah, a lot of options at first. I prefer the cheapish.
I think it's almost smarter to go cheap there and try to use a little bit of the money elsewhere.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Let's go ahead and move over to second base, talk about kind of the top-tier guys there. Altuve versus lefty, what
yeah,
do you always say?
Yeah, he's Babe Ruth. So if you're going cheap on catcher and first, which is certainly doable in this slate, I think you just have to put Altuve in there. There's a couple other second basemen that are solid, but, I mean, I'll pay $5,400 for this guy anytime. And it's CC Sabathia. I know Sabathia's been better this year than we could have thought, but he's been struggling lately, and just Altuve's a goddamn monster.
I mean, any other guys you want to touch on at second base? Because, I mean, Altuve's going straight into my lineup.
Yeah, well, I like Rougned Odor at 4,400, pretty good price. Dozier at 4,100, he's been, usually I used to only play him against lefties, but he's been a lot better overall lately, so that's reasonable. And then Jonathan Scope at 4,100. Basically, play the entire Orioles lineup against Chad Bettis.
Yeah, and I don't even mind playing the entire Seattle Mariners lineup up against Francisco Liriano. I know he looked, little bit better in his last start.
Well, I was actually going to mention Liriano when we talked about the pitchers. He had 13 strikeouts his last start, and it's been a month since he's been blasted. So maybe he's turning things around a little bit, and
maybe it's just overdue now.
I mean, Seattle is only 23rd, I think, in OPS against righties. So they're actually against lefties, I mean. So you can actually attack Seattle against the lefties.
All right. Anyone else to talk about in kind of cheaper end of the slate?
No, I didn't see any cheap second base options, but you got to have the money to spend. So just go get one of the good ones.
All right. Let's move over to third base. And talk about kind of the big boys over there. Are you spending the money on Josh Donaldson, Justin Turner, Travis Shaw, Jake Lamb?
No on everyone except maybe Lamb.
Okay. Garza at Milwaukee is a pretty nice matchup right there, so I agree with that. Any of the kind of their options, from Chris Bryant down to Sano?
Chris Bryant, that one jumped out at me. Again, Shields. I mean, Chris Bryant is 100% hitting a home run in this game. So put him in either at third or outfield, depending on where you need him.
Yeah, I like Chris Bryant. I like Sano, too. Lucas Harrell is not what he thought he'd be when he was drafted. So
former White Sox.
Sano at 4,200. Yeah, exactly. And then what about Arenado? I know he's not at home, but he's at Baltimore, which is a pretty nice park. $4,100.
Yeah, they underpriced the shit out of all the Rockies hitters on the road. Although they didn't do it with Story this time. Story's 5,000 because he's probably because he's red hot right now. But yes, Arenado is a great play. I actually have him in my premier lineup right now.
Ah, I do as well.
Well, I'm gonna have to change him out because I don't want anyone of the same guys on my team. I claim Altuve. You got to take him out.
All right, you can have Altuve. I'll go somewhere else with mine.
Thank God.
All right. Let's move over to shortstop
I was going to mention Machado and Michael Franco, but I'm sure most people play Machado at short. But
I'm playing Machado at short today.
If Franco's back from his minor injury at 3,500 against Tom Kohler, that's pretty good.
And he did have two at bats in yesterday's his game. So
that's true. So he's probably ready to go. Yeah, you're right.
I would expect him to be back on the field. But definitely check on Monday night's lineup and see if he makes a return there. Let's move over. We're going to talk about Machado and then at shortstop, $3,900.
Yeah, that's I don't care where he's playing or who he's playing. That's perfectly justifiable to spend that kind of money. And again, Chad Bettis.
Yeah. Then there's a bunch of really expensive options. You know, there is five guys over $4,500 or more. That's Villar, Bogart, Story, Diaz, and Correa. Any of those guys kind of making it into your lineup?
The only one that I consider at that kind of price would be Bogarts. Mike Palfrey's garbage. At home, Bogarts hitting 346. You know he's going to score some runs, do some damage. But again, when Machado's at 3,900, it's kind of hard to justify spending 5,000 on Bogarts.
Yeah, I that's my only issue. Is, I mean, I love Bogarts. I even love, Correa at that price. And Corey Seager is right below 4,400. But it's so hard to play those guys when for, $1,000, $1,500 cheaper, you're able to go with a guy like Manny Machado or even like a Marcus Semien or someone like that. So I can't pull the trigger on anybody in the upper tier or the upper prices. Are you interested in a Marcus Semien and Alex Bregman, who supposedly is going to be called up at some point? Addison Russell, any of those kind of mid to cheaper range guys?
Well, real quick, I want to mention I don't like Correa because he can't hit lefties for some weird reason until he proves.
Oh, that's right.
He's got one homer, 92 at bats. He's hitting .239 with a .315 slug. I don't get it. I'm sure at some point that's going to change, but for now, I'm not doing it. Semien, Loesch is terrible, but I prefer Semien against lefties, so I'm not doing that, especially when Machado's the same price. Bregman is kind of tempting. So maybe if you put, maybe if you play Machado at third and you want to put Bregman at short. But I'm probably not doing that either.
Yeah, Bregman's a guy. Like, I know everybody's rushing to pick him up in waiver wires and in your standard leagues. But like as far as DFS, I think he's going to probably be overplayed the first few games that he's in lineup. And then if he doesn't like start off extremely hot, he'll be extremely underplayed. So I'm kind of avoiding Bregman until he's underplayed, because I think some people are so excited coming up they're just going to throw him into a lineup because he's cheap.
What about Tim Anderson for $3,200 if he needed to go the inexpensive route? You got to think at some point he's going to start stealing some bases.
You would think so, but do you really trust Robin Ventura with anything?
Valid point. How does he have more home runs than steals this year? This has got to be the upset of the century.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I think you have alluded to multiple times on every podcast you've been on, Ventura is an idiot.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. I don't mind Brandon Crawford at 2,700 if you're looking to go pretty cheap. That seems, way too cheap for a guy who has decent power, even at home, and going up against a rookie in Cody Reed.
Yeah, and I think Crawford actually handles lefties fairly well.
He actually murders lefties, yeah. if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, I think he's one of the better lefty-lefty guys. And also, even if he wasn't, like, how deep is Reed going to go into the game anyway? So he's probably going to face a righty reliever. So Crawford's a great play there to save some money.
Yeah, I'm actually throwing him into my premier lineup as we speak.
I like it.
All right, let's move over to the outfield and talk about those guys over there. Are you spending the huge amounts of money on a guy like Mookie Betts, Ryan Braun, George Springer, any of those guys who are in the $5,000 range?
I feel like, I don't know about your lineups, but I feel like most people are going to have a lot of money to be able to spend in the outfield, because if we're going cheap...
I do currently.
Yeah, like we're going cheap with like McCann and Chris Davis and Arenado and Machado. So you're going to... And there's no starting pitchers that are crazy expensive. So you're probably going to have some money to be flexible in the outfield. So yeah, I think you got to consider a lot of these guys.
Yeah, you scroll down outside of the $5,000 range, and you still see some of the, how is Mike Trout $4,900?
Yeah, it's a good.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, me neither. He's pretty good at baseball.
He's all right. I think he has a future.
Yep, I'd sign him.
Yeah, I think, I wonder if the Giants could trade for him. I mean, the Angels, need prospects, right?
Yes, the Angels should trade Trout. The White Sox should trade Sale. And
it seems legit. bit. Who are the guys you're targeting kind of throughout the outfield slate? I don't want to kind of just go through every single dude. But
I almost hate talking about outfields because there's like 80 names you got to consider. I like George Springer. Matthew's going to get killed. Springer's good against lefties. Nelson Cruz, 4,900 against a lefty. Jay Bruce and Mike Trout at 4,900. Stanton at 4,300 is way too low. He's certainly turned it up. He's hot now, so that you got to ride that. Let's see what else. Lorenzo Cain, if he's back from the DL, it appears that he's going to be for this game. I'm not positive, but 3,800 against a lefty. I know Cain wasn't great this year, but he's a guy that historically hits lefties, maybe steals your base or something too. Any other guys in that mid-tier range that you liked?
Jose Bautista at 4,100 is interesting to me. You know, against Trashner at home. I mean, I know Mazar hasn't been great against lefties. 3,900 seems way too. He just seems to be always underpriced to me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Marcelo Zuna, $4,000.
Yeah, and Piscotty.
Piscotty is not going up against a lefty, $4,000. You know, Adam Jones, 3,700 against Chad Bettis. That seems ridiculous. Brett Gardner against Doug Fister.
Yeah, I was gonna say Ellsbury. I was gonna say Ellsbury too. Two lefties against Fister. They're probably gonna get some hits, score some runs, maybe steal a base.
Yeah, I've got in my, or I had Gardner in mind, and then I realized I had way too much money left over. Charlie Blackman.
Yeah, I was just clicked on him. Yeah, that's a good. He hasn't really done much lately, but yeah, it's a good price.
But those are the guys I like. I love to target because you know people get tired of throwing him out there, and their line, their percentage kind of drops, and in those GPPs, you want the guys who are a little bit underowned. So I don't mind banking on that. Anybody Adam else kind of in the Adam, super? Adam Eaton. Yeah. You know, he's obviously a guy you were going to mention.
Yeah, homer alert. Yeah, but then, you know, he gets on base a lot and he does some damage. He can steal an occasional bag, hit an occasional homer. Franklin Gutierrez at 3,300. That guy just kills lefties.
Yeah, I think that's a great call. I'm kind of scrolling towards the bottom of the lineup right now. Anybody in the really cheap range? If you spent money on starting pitching, if you spent money in your infield, who in your outfield? Are there any guys out there that you're looking at as like, whoa, this guy's way, way too cheap?
No, I think the 3,300 mark was where I stopped finding guys that I'd even consider playing.
That's fair. Yeah, as I'm scrolling through, I'm not really. I mean, Alex Gordon against Tyler Skaggs, 2,700. I mean, if you're really looking cheap, Colby Rasmus against Sabathia, though he usually gets platoon sometimes. So I guess not. Yeah, Denard Span, you know, against Cody Reed at home. So the Giants have to turn it around at some point early on.
Do they?
It's an even year.
Well, I see a name that stands out at 2,600, Gregor Blanco.
How fucking dare you? You just looked for his name, didn't you?
No, I actually didn't. But, I mean, I was scrolling and I saw it, so I figured I had to say something.
All right. Well, with that, why don't we kind of wrap up talking about the prices and move into our premier lineups. Why don't you go ahead and start and tell me who you are playing in your premier lineup?
All right, I'm pairing Chris Archer with Jaime Garcia. This is probably like the 87th straight Chris Archer start I'm playing. I need to stop. I hope he gets blasted so I can never play him again. I got McCann, Chris Davis, Jose Altuve, Nolan Arenado, Manny Machado, Marcel Ozuna, Giancarlo Stanton, and Mike Trout.
All right. Well, I've got a little bit of money left over, so I may kind of mess around with this a little bit. But so far I've got Jaime Garcia and Chris Archer at pitcher, Brian McCann at catcher, Chris Davis at first.
You realize the first four things you just rattled off were the exact same as mine, right?
I know. You weren't supposed to copy me.
Yeah,
even moved Jose Altuve out of my lineup, put in Jonathan Scope. I got Chris Bryant at third, Brandon Crawford at shortstop, Mookie Betts, Trouts, and Jose Bautista in my outfield.
All right, it's only one guy in the last five were the same. The last six. So I'll vote that.
Yeah. Like I said, I still have $600 left over, so I may kind of play around with it. There is part of me that is tempted at pitcher to go with Eichhoff just to prove you wrong.
Yeah, that's so not going to turn out well for you.
Maybe I'll do that and I'll change my lineup around a little bit.
Yeah.
But that is going to wrap us up. Eli, why don't you tell people where you can reach and what you're working
on? You can find me on Twitter at EliFWFB, and the Fantasy Football Podcast is coming back.
Yep, we should be recording at some point on Tuesday, I believe, and hopefully that means it'll be out Wednesday or Thursday. We'll do a, I I think a three-man pod with you, me, and Mike, hopefully, as long as Mike can show up on time.
Yeah, I don't think you can count on that.
No, but that is the dream. We're living the dream here at Friends of Fantasy Benefits. You can follow me on Twitter at Justin Mason, FWFB. Email me or the show, friendsoffantasybenefits@gmail.com. You can always read all my stuff. Right now I'm concentrating on football at friendsoffantasybenefits.com. Concentrating at baseball over at Fangraphs. And as always, we want to remind you that our intro music and outro music comes from Laura Michaels, the Biletones. Big thanks to him and the band for allowing us to use that as part of our intro and outro music. For Eli and myself, thank you for listening and have a fantastic baseball season.